Chapter 13. Gaia recorded updates through an array of cameras, cell phones, and other monitoring equipment. It surveyed the war-torn land with an objective eye. It had seen destruction and death before, but nothing like this. Everywhere it scanned, there were bodies, lifeless and crumpled, strewn across the ground. Some were still, some twitched and moaned, some barely hung on to life. Flies buzzed around the dead, seeking nourishment. Rats scurried amongst the corpses, scavenging for scraps. Everywhere, the stench of death and decay hung in the air. Recently, a new array of skirmishes had broken out on the border between Saudi Arabia and Yemen, a part of the world that most people didn't pay attention to, because if they raised a concern, the Saudis would cut off the oil that the rest of the world so desperately needed. Gaia continued to scan the scenes. It had been programmed to recognize human cruelty, but this was more than previous records showed. The scale of destruction was complete. In recent years, it had documented entire cities and towns destroyed, but it had never recorded such vast devastation. Everywhere it scanned, rubble and ruin lay where homes and historical landmarks had once existed. On further scans, Gaia recorded the impact on the animals in the area. Like all creatures on Earth, there was a balance between those animals that would flee a situation and survive another day, and those that would profit from the unlimited quantities of flesh and bone now available to feed on. Of course, those outside those options were destroyed in the carnage. Gaia continued to scan the regions and identify the munitions that had been used as part of the attacks. They all originated from a handful of subsidiaries owned by Griffith Garamond,